Welcome to this demonstration of using VoiceOver with Yosemite. And of course, that's OS 10 10.10. And in this demonstration, I want to show you how you can change your login to your Mac to use your Apple ID. So first of all, let me just say that I've got my MacBook Air turned on, VoiceOver's running, and I'm currently sitting at my desktop. So first of all, we need to go to the dock and then System Preferences and then into Users. So I'm going to jump to the dock by doing VOD or Control Option D for dock.
Dock. Finder. Open. 1 of 26.
And that's going to do SY for System Preferences.
System Preferences. 15 of 26.
And VO Spacebar, Control Option Spacebar to select.
System. Find. System Preferences. System Preferences. Window. Preference panes. Scroll area.
And I always like pressing Tab to hear the first item in System Preferences.
General. Button.
Just going to type in U for users.
Users and groups button.
There we go. Users and groups. VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar to select it.
Users and groups window toolbar.
Now if I use VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Users, groups and login options list one item selected.
Okay, David Woodbridge, selected.
Current user, group 2 of 5.
Okay, David Woodbridge is already selected. VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Password selected. Tab 1 of 2.
And passwords is the one that I want. If that wasn't selected, I could just do VO spacebar, Control spacebar again.
Press password selected. Tab 1 of 2.
Okay, now if I go VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Login items. Tab 2 of 2.
And keep going to the right.
User picture button. David Woodbridge. Change password button.
Okay, and that's the one that I want. Change password. And of course, I just got there by just keeping on doing VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow. So I'm going to change my password. So VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
You press change password button. Interact with dialog for window, users and groups. Use iCloud password button. Would you like to change the password for David Woodbridge or begin using your iCloud password to log in and unlock this Mac? You will only need to remember one password if you use your iCloud password to log into this Mac.
So would you like to use your iCloud password or Apple ID password? Or would you like to change the password for the current user? And it's my case, it's David Woodbridge. So I'm currently sitting on the iCloud button. If I just verify where my VoiceOver cursor is with VOF3 or Control Option F3.
Use iCloud password button is in the VoiceOver cursor.
Okay, use iCloud password. If I press Tab.
Cancel button.
Cancel button, Tab again.
Change password button.
Change password button. If I just press Tab again.
Use iCloud password button.
I'll go back to the button, use iCloud password. So VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar to select.
Prep. Use iCloud password for David Woodbridge. You will be able to log in and unlock your screen with your iCloud password. Old password. iCloud account. DavidWoodbridge.com. iCloud account. iCloud password.
I'm going to just reread this screen just with the VO cursor. So I'm going to go to the top of the window with Shift VO Home.
Image.
And now do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Use iCloud password for David Woodbridge.
Okay, use iCloud password for David Woodbridge.
You will be able to log in and unlock your screen with your iCloud password.
Okay, you'll be able to log in and unlock your screen with your iCloud password. VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Old password.
Okay, old password, VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Old password, secure edit text.
Okay, so type in my old password, or just my current one, actually. Okay, and VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
iCloud account.
Okay, and this is to tell me what iCloud account I'll actually be using my password with. So VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
DavidWoodbridge.com, iCloud account.
Okay, so DavidWoodbridge@.com. So that's my iCloud Apple ID that I'll be using, i.e. the password for it.
iCloud password. iCloud password. Secure edit text.
Okay, so I've got to type in my Apple ID password for my iCloud account. Okay, and VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Cancel button. Use iCloud password button.
And use iCloud password button. So VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar to select it. And if I want to check on my cursor, it's VO F3 or Control Option F3.
Change password button is in the VoiceOver cursor.
Okay, and I'm back on the change password button. If I just do it again, VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Interact with dialog for window, users and groups, use separate password button. David Woodbridge is using an iCloud password to log in and unlock the screen. Do you want to change your iCloud password or stop using your iCloud password to unlock this Mac and create a separate password?
Okay, so basically, do you want to change your iCloud password or stop using your iCloud password and create a separate password? So I'm currently on Use Separate Password. If I verify that with VR F3, I can drop in F3.
Use Separate Password button is in the voiceover cursor.
Now if I press Tab.
Cancel button.
Cancel button. Tab again.
Change iCloud password button.
Change iCloud password button. Tab again.
Use separate password button.
And back to separate password. So I'm just going to choose cancel. Tab.
Cancel button.
Press VR spacebar and drop the spacebar.
Closing dialog.
Okay, and I'm just going to close system preferences with command Q.
Finder, applications, window, list view, table.
Now remember when I was setting it up for using my iCloud password, it said that you could both use it for logging in and unlocking the screen. So rather than me re-logging in and actually cancel this recording, I'm actually going to let my screen lock and then I'll unlock the screen with my iCloud password and we'll see if it works.
David Woodbridge.
Okay, so my screen has just locked. I've now got edit text. So if I do VR left arrow, control option left arrow.
David Woodbridge.
That's David Woodbridge, that's me.
Enter password. Secure edit text.
Now, just for a test, I'm going to enter in my previous old password. And it shouldn't work.
Edit text content selected.
Which bullet, is actually bullet, very, bullet. Very nice. That didn't work. You heard the sound from the Mac. So I'm just going to do Command A to select. Press delete. Now I'm going to type in my Apple ID password now. And press enter.
Finder, applications, window, list view, table.
Beautiful. So now I'm actually using my Apple ID to unlock my Mac. So now I just have one password to remember, which is my Apple ID password. I don't have to have separate passwords on all my Macs. I can just use my Apple ID password, which is actually fairly secure to begin with. So that completes this demonstration of changing your login password to your iCloud account and password for using it for both logging in and unlocking your screen. Remembering that to go through the process, you need to go into System Preferences, Users and Groups, and change your password for the current user, which is hopefully yourself. So that completes the demonstration. As always, thanks for listening and bye for now.